beep ball.
Yep. I'd never heard of it until I received an email from a listener who told me she's blind. Beep ball sounds like fun unless you're sighted like I am. Well, apparently beep ball is a lot like softball, except the bases beep. Yeah, that helps the player know where the bases are or where the ball is coming from, if you have good ears, which of course blind people develop. The sighted people have to play blindfolded, and they just can't process the beeps like the blind players can. They're used to hearing more than a sound. They hear the direction of the sound. So the sighted people don't stand a chance playing beep ball. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about what you gain from your loss. No one would question, obviously, that you miss an awful lot if you can't see. But you also gain some things that other people don't have, like an amazing sense of hearing and the sharpening of your other senses. Just ask those sighted people who keep losing to blind people in beep ball. See, God has a wonderful way of adding or deepening some precious qualities through our times of loss and limitation and pain. Some of the most unforgettable people I've ever met have been people who've suffered much more than I have, and they will tell you it was their struggle that made them strong. You may not like the process, probably don't, but you'll like the beautiful results that can come from the process if you choose to let it make you better instead of making you bitter. There's a wonderful statement of how we gain from what we lose in our word for today from the Word of God. It sheds light on those suffering times when we're asking that perplexing question, why? 2 Corinthians 1, verses 3 and 4 tell us this: Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of compassion and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort those in any trouble with the comfort we ourselves have received from God. Now, if you never go through a hurting time, you'll never experience that special compassion and comfort of Almighty God. If you've never experienced that compassion and comfort, you don't have much to give to hurting people around you. If you'll seek God in your suffering, He'll pour those caring qualities into you when you're feeling crushed and overwhelmed, agonizing, but they're not just to get you through. No, He fills you up with resources you never had before, resources to make you a well of compassion and comfort for a world of broken people, of people in pain, resources that can only be developed through hard times, through hurting times. Now, what senses does God want to deepen through your pain? Well, incredible qualities like radar for the deep needs behind people's deeds, a sense of compassion, which literally means the ability to feel with someone. God can use your pain to cultivate a wonderful tenderness in your heart and in your responses. People who've been through the valley with Jesus emerge with this amazing ability to care and to wait and to trust God. And there's a sense of quiet confidence and deep peace in someone who's been kept afloat by the total sufficiency of Christ when there was nothing else to hang on to. They have this nothing can sink me poise of a person who's found out when Jesus was all they had, that Jesus is all you need. Honestly, having those kind of hardship-sharpened senses gives you an edge in the game of life. God wants you to use what you're going through to give you the emotional equipment to make you a powerful, make-a-difference person, one of God's wounded healers. This painful process that you're going through, it can give you a powerful toolkit from which to be one of God's wounded healers in a hurting world.
On Eagle's Wings is the Native American outreach of Ron Hutchcraft Ministries. To find out more about this exciting ministry, visit hopefornativeamerica.com. Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.